This was the shaila.
That they asked the shaila like this: that itma, that ben shemocha b'nichzay oviv b'chayi oviv, is the son that was really fit to yashin his father. He went ahead and sold a field that belonged to his father when his father was still alive. Umeis, and what happened was that the son died first, and then his father died. So the shaila is, does the sale mean anything or not? So it says aloha here that benoi moitzim yad halakuchis, like the grandson or the son of the son that sold the father's property, after both of them died, the grandfather and his father, then this son could take away the property back from the person that bought it off his father. That's what the aloha was. And on this, the zuhi shakasha b'dinim omnis, this one was very hard to understand as far as dinim omnis goes. Why? Because v'leimule, let's say to the grandson, to the son now, ovuch mazvin, listen, your father sold the field. V'yat mapik, and you're taking it away? What right do you have to take away this field now? In other words, let lekuches say back to this son, listen, ovuch, your father sold it to us. What right do you have now to take it away from us? So that was the big question. And on this, the Gemara says back, oh my kushya, what's such a big question over here? Dilma, maybe the pshat is like this. Dilma motze oma, maybe like the grandson has a right to say, mikoyech avuha di abo koasino. Listen, I'm coming from the power of my grandfather. In other words, I have a koyach of Yerusha. Like what happened here, really this property originally belonged to Yaakov. And then Yaakov had a son, Reuven. And Reuven went ahead and sold this property when his father Yaakov was still alive. Like if she thought that he was going to yashin the father. And then what happened was his father died first. And then the father, then the grandfather, then Yaakov died. So now, Lakucha Selah, the grandson, you have no right here. Listen, your father never yashened this property off his grandfather, or off his father Yaakov, because your father died first, so therefore the property stays where it is. So Gemara says, no, let the grandson, like Chanuch, the son of Reuven, say back to Lekuchas, listen, I have a power to yashin from my grandfather Yaakov. And therefore, when my grandfather Yaakov died, true, my father Reuven died already, but I have a right to take over a Yerusha from my grandfather. And Teda, I'll bring you a proof. The Pasuk says, Tachas avoisech yibanecha. Like instead of the father, should be the grand, should be the children. And to see same lasor mecholoritz, you should appoint them to be princesses all over the land. So the Rambam explains that the Gzeras HaKosav here is Gzeras HaKosav Lomikach Ruvain. Says, was the Pasuk says, Tachas avosech yibanecha, the Reuven komar, Tachas avosech adayin Yaakov yibanecha, adayin achanach, midloy siv, tachtecho yibanecha. Otherwise, the Pasuk should have said straight, tachtecho yibanecha. So, I'll quote the Pasuk here that in this case, where there was Yaakov, and Yaakov had a son Reuven, Reuven had a son Chanoch, and Reuven died first, and then Yaakov dies, that the locher is Chanoch, the grandson, has a right to take a chelik of the Yerusha that his father would have had from his grandfather. So therefore, the Lekuchos have no right to this property. They only had a right if Reuven would own the property. But the property never came to the hands of Reuven. The property now goes direct from Yaakov's hands to the grandson Chanoch. So what's so shre upon this Bryce? So Lekuchos, the Bryce is right that the son has a right to take it away from Lekuchos. Tomorrow says true. Eli Kasha, there's any question, I'll tell you how Kasha, this is the Kasha. That the Bryce, the Locha they set up was like this. Ben Bechor, you had a son that was a Bechor. Shemocha Chelek Bechor B'chayoviv. He went ahead and he sold his portion of the Bechor that he will receive when his father died, when his father was still alive. Umeis B'chayoviv. And what happened was then, the Bechor died first before his father. So the Locha is, and then for Shesha the father died. So now, Benoi, again, the son of the Bechor, Moitzim Yad HaLekuchas. That's the way they learned. That the grandson has the right to take it away from the Lekuchas. And on this, Vizuhi Shakosh B'dinim Mamnis. This is what's very hard to understand in Hilchos Mamnis. Why? Avua Mazvin, because Lakuchos, the ones that bought it, can say back to the grandson, listen, your father sold it to us. Avua Mazvin, and Iyo Mapik, and you, the grandson, you want to take it away from us, what right do you have to take it away from us? So Morris says, like, again, what's so shere? What's such a big kasha here? So he tell him, maybe you tell me, Hochinami here also, Oma Mikoyach Avua Diabo Kasina. Maybe the grandson says, I have a right to come from my grandfather. So true, my father never owned the property. But when my father dies, I have the right to take over my father's koyach and Yerusha of his father. Even the koyach of a Bechor. Like we learn now from the Pasha of Pnei Slavchot. It took over the father's portions in the Bechor. So more says like this. If they're coming now to take the portion from the grandfather, the chelek Bechor ma'evirite. So this is the Gemara's kasha, know that the chelek on the Bechor, they have no right to take it. That's the Gemara's kasha. Maybe they only have right to take Sam Lechelik Yerusha. But a Bechor, that's a special din to go to the Bechor, not to the grandson. But the Gemara's back, no. Oh my kusha, what's the big kasha? Dilma Motzi Omar. Maybe again, the grandson has a right to say, Mikoyach Avu Adiyabo Kasina. I'm taking over the Yerusha Taka from my grandfather. But Yishno V'moka Ma'av Kimna. I am like in the place of my father. And therefore, if my father is a Bechor that has a right to take two portions, so those two portions go down to me, and that's Taka the Limut from B'nai Slavchot. So again, the Locher is right. So why do you say, Zui Kosher Shabadin Imamnis? What's the Bikash for V'andin Imamnis? So when it says again, Eli Kasha, there's any question, Ho Kasha, this is the Kasha, that the Locher was said over like this, Ho Yodeya Loi Edus Pishtar, Actually Nasa Gazlin. Like you knew Edus, Don Ruvain, that he did something. It was written there. Edus written down in the Shtar. You signed on the Shtar. And before he became the Gazlin. And then the Nasa Gazlin. And then the Ed himself became a Gazlin. The Zed Alocha ain't a Meid Aksav Yodai. So now if you want to be Mekayim this Shtar, so we need to aid him to say that the Ksav, you did the Ksav of the Edim. So Locher is the Edim themselves now are not believed to say, this is our signature. Since the Edim now became Gazlonim, now that they were found robbing, we don't believe them anymore. So we don't believe them when they say this the Ksav Yodim. So the Diyik is, Avlacherim Eden. But Mashmi, if other people will come and tell us, yes, we recognize this is truly the signature of the Edim, whereas on this Shtar was signed Ruvain ben Shimon, Nechves and Shmuel ben Shimon. So, and now two other people come and say, we recognize this is their signatures, Mashmi, we would believe them. That's what the Lach was said over. On this, the Kasher is, Hash to Iyulei Mehemen, if the Edim themselves are not believed, Achrini Mehemen, how come we'll believe somebody else to say about their Ksav Yodim? This is what's very hard to understand in Hilchos Mamnis. So again, and this Gemara also says, my kusher, what's the bikash over here? Dilma maybe kagoin shehulchse ksav yode bebezdin. So maybe the case is that it was hulchse ksav yode bebezdin. Like there was a henpik put upon the shtar already. It was a ksav yode bebezdin. In other words, Rashbam explains like the Havamina was that we have to be afraid if they're telling us this is their signature, like maybe they signed on it today after they became Gazlonim. So that's what we're afraid about. How can we trust anybody else either? This Gemara says, no, we're talking about this, that there's a henpik already, that the Shtar has a Bezdin signing on it already. So if you look upon the Shtar, it has to Edim, and it has a henpik, it has a Ksav that Bezdin also signed upon the Shtar that it was written by Kashrus. So now all you have to do is just to be Mekayim. We're not afraid now, like they wrote in something later. So the Gemara says like this, Eli Kasha, if you want to know what the Kasha was, Eli Kasha Ho Kasha, this is what was bothering us, from what they sent us from our Rav of Eretz Yisrael. Then the case of Ho Yudei Eloi Edis Bishtar, let's say Ruvain and Shimon, they were Edim in Ishtar, that Ruvain lent Shimon $100, they were Edis of the Shtar. Actually, Tipula Birusha. Before what happened was that the Malva died, and after the Malva died, this Shtar, the loan now, they Yashin the Malva. So now that the Malva died and they Yashin, then Ageba Dover. So now they're not Neman anymore to say to like Reuven owes us $1,000. So Locher is Reuven Yochel Akayim Ksav Yodai. These Edim now, they are not Neman to be Makayim their own Ksav Yodai, because they're like a Megev Yedis, since the money now is coming to them. True, at the time of the loan, it wasn't to them, it was to somebody else, let's say it was to their brother. But now that the brother died, and now they yashin the brother, now it's Megev to them. So they're not Neman to be Makayim the Ksav Yodai. But the locher is aval acherim, other people, yecholum lekayim ksav yodai. Other two people could come and say, we recognize the signatures of these edim and be mekayim the shtar. And that's what's bothering us. Why? If the edim themselves can't be mekayim, how could somebody else do it for them? So Mor says back, what's so shver? Again, well, my kush, what's the big question here? Dil mahochinam here also. Kagoin shohuch se ksav yodai bebezdin. We're talking about again, that the Ksav Yodai has a henpik on it. It was Huchzik and Bezdin already. So therefore, there's no problem anymore. Nothing was changed. So at the time when they signed, they were Edim Ksherim. And therefore now, true, they themselves are not Neman, because they're Nageya B'Edis. But somebody else come and say Edis for them, there's no question why the Shtar would be a good Shtar. So therefore the Gemara says, true, but Eli Kasha or Kasha. If there's anything that's Shver, this is what's bothering us. That they said from Eretz Yisrael like this, Hayyadeya loy b'yedus. If somebody knows edus upon somebody else, Achlay nasa chosmai. Like this Bocher Reuven knows that Shimon did something, and he's kosher to say edus for Shimon before he married his daughter, before he became his son-in-law. But now v'nasa chosmai. Now this Reuven became Shimon's son-in-law. So locher is he's nagei b'yedus. Now he is a korv. He's a korv to his shver, to his father-in-law. So locher is huvein u'meyad aksav yodai. Again, if he already signed an ishtar, so now he's not naman anymore to say this is his ksav yodai. But the locher is aval acherim midin amidin. But other people, if they recognize his signature, they have a right to come and say yes, we recognize the signature. This is his signature, and the shtar would be a good shtar. There'd be no problem. So again, and this is the question, Huloi Mehemin, Achrini Mehemni, if he himself is not believed, how come somebody else could be believed more than he is? So Mora says, V'chitem, maybe you want to tell me, Yochanan here also, Kogoyin Shehuch Se Ksav Yodah Bebezdin, we're talking about that there was a Ksav Yodah in Bezdin, the Bezdin signed already on the Ishtar, and therefore we know he didn't change anything since he became the son-in-law. So everything that was written here was written from before, there's no question. So Mor says no. V'omer Rabbi Yosef ba menyumi yomer Rav Nachman af apishli huchzek ksav yodai bebezdin. Here the locher is even though it wasn't written in the bezdin, still we're not afraid. We're not afraid that he changed something and signed it first after he became a son-in-law. So the question is, if he himself is not neman, how come somebody else is neman? So Mor answers, well, my kusher, what's bothering us again? Dilma may be gzeres melechi. I'll tell you here, the reason that a son-in-law is not believed is not because we're afraid he's going to lie, but like it's Xeris Akosif, it's like the Torah says so. Why? The Xeris Melechi the Yulim Hemen. Fachrinim Hemen, but somebody else is believed. Falav Mishum de Meshaker. Not because we're afraid he's going to lie. No, like we'll soon see. Like, Dilo Temoch, if you're not going to say like this, Moshe V'yarin, L'choismon, that Moshe and Aaron, Moshe ben and Aaron, they look for a can sign, and why not? Because we don't believe them like brothers. You see, you don't believe brothers. Eloh, what do you have to say? Gzeres Melechu. It's like Gzeres HaKosev, that two brothers cannot say Edus Shleidu Lehem. Like Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, Avada, we're not afraid they're going to lie. Like here the Torah says, if Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron will come to say Edus, we can't believe them. But if two plain people come to say it, we do believe them. What kind of... So Gemara says, if so, Hochinam Yzeres Melechu, Shleyidu Al Ksav Yodoi L'choisnoi. Here also, you can't say Edis for your shver, a son-in-law can't say for his father-in-law. But it's only now that he's a son-in-law. But if it's a question that he signed before he was a son-in-law, so that Edis is a good Edis. So true, he himself, now that he's a son-in-law, can't come and say, Ksav Yodai Nuzer, for we're not afraid he's lying or did something wrong.
So therefore, if somebody else would come and be Mekayim the Shtar would be a good Shtar. So Mara says, Sulchur, what Shver, what they said over from what they Sholcha Mitan? So Mara says, El Liyer, the middle of the case is Kermini Mikorva. Like we said before, that the case is where a son sold his father's property when his father was still alive. And then the son died first before he yashined his father. And then the father died. And now the grandson wants to take it away from the Lekuches. And before we said that there's nothing Shveh here. Because of the Pesuk. That a grandson has a right to yashin from his grandfather. So I'll tell you no. That Pesuk who bebrocha tziv. So I'm talking about a bracha. So Rashbam says, Shatadikim yesh lem bonim uvnei bonim liyorshim gedestiv ha-seifa. It's only for bracha, but not for real din Yerusha. For the Gemara, me motzas amrit the bracha ksiv. Can you say the pasuk is only talking about a bracha and not telling us really that there's such a loch of Yerusha? Avolin yadin aloi, but a loch of a dina for real Yerusha? No, can you say like that? Okay, turn over.